Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. Well, the Indians start the four-game series with the Royals last night with an impressive win, Terry, I think especially considering the doubleheader and how Game 2 went against Detroit. Once again, this ball club has shown that resiliency.
Yeah, that's a good quality to have. You know, coming in playing Kansas City, you know you're always going to have your hands full. They do so many things well. And, you know, the first Gordon takes the first pitch of the game, hits a home run, like, whoa. But to Carlos's credit, he reeled it in a hurry. You know, gave up a hit to the second hitter. Millsy put a good pickoff on, and we got a potential base stealer. That kind of took away the rest of that inning, which was good. And then Carlos found the feel for his breaking ball, and you always have to respect his fastball. And he did a really good job and probably could have kept pitching. I thought when he threw 60 the first time back, throwing 80, 82, and I thought he was starting to elevate the ball just a little bit. I thought he had done what he should. And, again, it would have been nice to have him keep pitching, but I'm just not sure it was fair to him.
Well, it's amazing how many times we think of you when you have said it's not who scores first, it's always who scores next, and how that came into play in the second game against Detroit and how it came into play in a positive manner for the Indians last night.
You know, it's nice to score first. It always is. It feels good. But the team that scores next and then, you know, whoever follows it up, normally I bet you the stats say that they win that game. It just, again, that and getting crooked numbers, which are hard to do, are really good formulas.
Terry, what has, in your mind, been the key for this ball club here over the last month?
Well, I think for the most part, we've gotten pitching that keeps us in games. There's been times we've seen really good pitching, and there's other times where guys have battled through it and kept the damage to a minimum wherever you have a chance. I just think that we've caught the ball so much better, and it's almost been where, you know, we went for a while where we were hoping we made all the plays to now. It's one of the things we can kind of hang our hat on that helps us win games. And it's allowed our offense to do enough at times. And the biggest thing, I think, is they just keep playing. And if you get punched in the stomach, they don't feel sorry for themselves. They come back. And like last night was a good example. As soon as Kansas City scored, we came right back. And, you know, we may have hung on and won. We had Cody sit out in the bullpen. But having a five-run lead is a heck of a lot better than a one-run lead.
You know, you made a point to bring in basically your core guys that were left after all the moves. And in essence, I guess, said, look, this is your team, guys, and it's your time to step up, be leaders. Do you feel like that has been a big part of this, Terry?
Yeah, I do. I think we're real proud of those guys. And there was a reason, you know, when all that happened at the trading deadline, that Chris and I wanted to talk to him. And we did it together. And because we wanted things to happen a certain way. And seasons, as we all know, can go one direction or the other. And those guys took that meeting, and I'm going to tell you something, they ran with it. And it was – I'm proud of them every day. They don't always have to get hits. I mean, I pull for them to get hits, but the way they play the game, when I watch Gomer run down to first and the way he hustles after catching all those innings and the way they care, it's really a good feeling for us.
Is that hard for young guys to take on that role? Or does it come natural for other people?
I bet you it's probably more natural for some than it is for others. And some guys lead by example, which is okay too. The one thing that's probably the hardest thing to do is to have guys that can police themselves. And it's not that they don't care, but you almost have to care enough to maybe ruffle some feathers sometimes. That's probably the biggest thing. It's easy to complain, and it's easy to find what people aren't doing right because we all have flaws. But to try to find a way to make it better is really hard sometimes. So that's the special leader.
Before we let you go, one of those leaders is obviously Corey Kluber. Can he pitch Thursday?
He's doing real well. He threw a side. He did some fielding specific drills today. He's right on track. He's going to be okay. Again, I think he feels like he probably could have pitched last week, which is good. But having him back will be great.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Royals coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.